One of the main changes introduced by the Act was to require that any strike action must be supported by a clear and representative mandate, as determined by a ballot of union members. To achieve this, the Act introduced thresholds for strike ballots, meaning that a minimum number of members must vote in favor of industrial action before it can be taken. The aim of this change was to ensure that strike action is only taken as a last resort, and that it reflects the views of the majority of union members.